asked a lot of thematic questions. What fan works and fellow humans you're thankful for, and what thankfulness, gratefulness, and appreciation mean to you in general.
To us, this entire exercise and all the love you guys have had to give reinforce the idea that fandom is people, it's a community. And with that in mind, we're going to let this segment be your voices, the voices of that community that we are so thankful for.
We tried separating out the why you love a work from the list of works you guys provided, from the emotions of being in fandom. And to be honest, we completely gave up. Everything is so enmeshed together that instead we've separated them by the ways you got in touch with us. Ferret and I are going to read the Discord and Tumblr and fandom feelings, but to change it up a little bit, we tapped in a friend of the pod for the emails. So first up, Alex Jamison is going to tell us those views from y'all.
Hi, this is Rose Rose. And probably the fan works I'm most thankful for are TisFan and 27 Dragons, Sandbridge, and Communal Kitchen series. Both because they're amazing and because reading the author's notes on those fics led me to Tumblr, which led me to Discord, which led me to my own fandom writing. I've been reading fic for a long time, but I'm not sure I'd have ever started writing without finding my way to Discord, which I'm not sure I'd have done without those author's notes. There are many, many, many works I'm thankful for and enjoy, but I think those are the ones that made the biggest difference in my life, so they're the ones I'm going to mention here. Thank you for this opportunity. Rose Rose. Hey y'all. First off, I want to say thank you for doing this and giving me the opportunity to tell you what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for With Starry Eyes and her Soft College Boys series. Way back in October of 2018, I read her fanfic Autumnal Shenanigans, and I fell in love with the college AU trope. After reading her fic, I opened up Photoshop for the first time, and I drew my very first fan art for her fic. Without reading her fic, I would never have gotten into fan art, and I'm so incredibly grateful that I've gotten to work with her so often over the years. I've collaborated with her on a fic, and I've drawn fan art for quite a few of her fics in the Soft College Boys series. I'm so grateful to have worked with someone as talented as her, and I'm happy that her work inspired me to get into fan art. Thank you again, Flaret, sending lots of hugs. Kate/@Starksnack. Hi. I'm not sure how to preface this, so I'm just going to go ahead and get into it. I saw an announcement for this podcast on a Discord server and thought I'd share. Last year, I wasn't doing so well mental health-wise. I was really isolated from everything except my partner, and nothing felt right. And so I just fell into the old habit of reading as escapism. Well, I found this fic on AO3, So Much Trouble by Tell Me No Again. And it's fun and creative and rated E, and I was new to that ship, so there was lots for me to just delve into to get away from my own life. Well, in one chapter, one character asks another if the relationship is emotionally safe, and I remember pausing and screenshotting the page. Because I know what safety is, and I know what emotional means, but putting the two together made no sense. It just resonated, and I couldn't get it out of my mind. And it created this sort of whirlwind in my life, this domino effect. I sent the screenshot to my therapist, who very graciously ignored the questionable content, and we talked about it, and I realized that an issue in my life was that I didn't feel emotionally safe anywhere, and I didn't even know what that was, or that it probably should be a priority. I thought it was so exciting, so I told my partner, and that started the process of him unveiling his true and hideous colors. He hated me reading. He hated me talking to people. I really think he just hated me. But that fic made me realize that a happy relationship doesn't have to be a straight one, or a simple one. It doesn't have to be monogamous or all-encompassing. It isn't about one person being swallowed whole by another. It's just about feeling safe enough to be vulnerable with that person. And in one line of dialogue, that fic changed my life. I ended up calling for help and leaving that partner. I went home for a month and then moved, and I've spent this pandemic basically just working through it and figuring out what's safe for me and what isn't. My partner used to tell me how proud he was of me for being able to stand him, and he would marvel at my ability to sit there and deal with screaming and hitting and other forms of abuse. I've been able to be proud of myself for not putting up with that shit anymore and moving into a better frame of mind. So it basically boils down to this for me. As humans, we recognize patterns very well, and we seek them out. One of the things we seek out is a determination between what's safe and what's unsafe. It's just a survival thing. The issue is that we often conflate familiarity with safety. We assume because we know something and we've survived it before that it must be safe, when in fact, all that means is that we're strong enough to withstand how unsafe it is. We confuse what's safe for what's familiar, and it can be really scary and really dangerous in some cases. Getting to safety can be dangerous and scary, but as there is a difference between safe and familiar, there's also a difference between surviving and living. Life shouldn't be a game of hardening the skin to survive one familiar danger to the next. That's not to say that it should always be cushy and within the comfort zone, but it shouldn't be a test of one's pain tolerance every day. Just because you can get through it doesn't mean you have to go through it. So ask, is it safe or is it just familiar? I ended up eventually getting in touch with the author. They're a wonderful human being, and they've helped me immensely with my writing, but I'm grateful for this fic because it got me out of an abusive relationship, helped me identify a red flag to avoid another toxic-ass situation, and it really added a layer to my appreciation for fam work as a whole. It holds a mirror to things, and I definitely needed to see the familiar monster behind me. I don't have some momentous and eloquent parting words other than thank you. Holy shit. So, so, so much. Have a good one, y'all. Stay safe. Gray P.
Thanks, Alex. So moving on to the other methods, our Discord server said things like Dark Steve fix or space and sci-fi were incredibly important to them. Robin named some particular favorites like thrust issues, which I agree with, and Mizzy's very famous Worms fic, which the title is Where Our Restless Monsters Sleep, but you'll see it generally referred to as Worms on most servers. Simi was grateful for all of the ABO fics, which I will add a cheer to, as well as Soulmate AUs.
Spacebound Witch had a bunch to list, The Facility by Wilma, CN, The Prize, and The Vegas fic by Saber, Hooker Steve and Camboy Steve by, I don't know, some random person called Ferret. The Wonderful Dick Pic fic by Kundi. Power and Paradox by Kinky Pet. They also said Toasted Buns by Copper and Sci-Fi because it introduced me to them and they're both incredible. As Easy As series by Scavenge for Dreams. Cut the Wire by Orbing Arrow. Every single fic by Jen the Sweetie. The Held Verse. Stetsons and School Teachers by Not Even Close to Straight.
The server also made mention of Blade's wonderful Rockabye verse, talked about the Papa Don't Preach series that Ferret and Sap created, and Jay's Ahead by a Century got some shout outs. Overall, the server shared so many works that we honestly lost track, but it's really clear that fan works are an important part of all of our lives, which, duh.
Yeah. A few people also filled out our anonymous fandom feelings form to tell us the works and things in fandom that they're thankful for. So our first respondent said, even with the drama that inevitably comes with being a part of a fandom, the good is just impossible to ignore. Finding others who enjoy the same ships, the same kinks, and starting off talking about those and ending with talking about real life is amazing. I wouldn't trade the experience for anything.
I am thankful for fandom for providing a positive outlet for my feelings at all times.
I am thankful that fandom has so many faces I can never feel alone, even when I'm not talking to anyone, whether that's lurking in chat or catching up on someone's Tumblr or scrolling through hell Twitter or catching up on my to-be-read filled with my favorite author's backlog or plunging into my own writing and screaming about it at my favorite person in this madness and reading her own pretty things. There's always something or someone to cheer me up and I'll always be thankful for that. Signed, an unapologetic multi-shipper.
For fan works I'm grateful for, 1796 Broadway by Rainproof and T-Berry Blue, Deep in the Heart of Me by Finely Honed, Hating Steve Rogers by Nanasake, The Judgment Series by Your Faded Glory, I'll Draw This Line and Hope You Take My Side by Sarah Holmes, Tongues and Hands by Blathaan, Not About Superheroes, A Private Little War by Anna Fugazi, and The Mirror's Edge by Just Another Stony Fan. And then they made the laughing noise and said, sorry, that's a lot. Don't worry about it.
I'm thankful for the Love is for Children series. It talks about emotions in such a healthy way. It's wonderful.
There's plenty I'm thankful for in fandom, but if I wrote it all out, I'd end up submitting a book. I could write about a fic that's left a lasting impression on me, or the incredible authors who created so many tales to explore, or even the many artists that brought imagination to life so easily. from crafts to gifts, podfix, podcasts, fan vids, and cosplay. It'll take pages to describe how extraordinary it all is.
This little thank you goes for the community. If not for the incredible support and praise given by everyone, I never would have returned to the Marvel fandom after I left it back in 2013. The support of amazing readers and criminally talented authors that reached out not only encouraged me to return, it helped continue my love for the fandom and in turn urged me to keep on writing. I'm giving back what and when I can, just as I was given and are continued to give.
I'm thankful for Sir Sapling's Pokemon AU art series with Steve and Tony. It's such a charming art style, and the stories behind the illustrations seem very rich and well thought out. Seeing new updates make my day.
For life-changing fan work, The Iron Magnolia by Just Another Pipe Dream. Not only is this story an amazing alternative universe with magic realism and supernatural beings, but it was the reason I got dragged into Discord and created the Marvel friendships I have today. I wouldn't have bid for Summer in the MTH 2018 auctions, managed to win her, and then fell down the rabbit hole into this beautiful fandom. The story is currently a whip with Endgame Stacconi. I recommend it to anyone who enjoys magic-based AUs. All my love to Summer.
My all-time favorite Steve and Tony fanfic is I, Created from Fantasies, Exist Solely for You by Mizzy. I didn't really ship these two at this point in my Marvel experience until this story. Now, I frequently read Steve Tony fics, have missed out on some amazing stories without this one showing me the light.
Re Marvel fanworks I'm thankful for. All the podfics by Quiet Night. Such a pleasure to be able to listen to favorite Stucky fics like Closed Book, If They Haven't Learned Your Name, Infinite Coffee and Protection Detail, Cascades, 20th Century Limited, I'll Build a House Inside of You, Out of the Deadland, and many more. Her voice is so soothing and the character voices are great. Plus, I really love that she tackled a variety of long fics, which gives us so many hours of entertainment and mental distraction as we go about our day.
There are so many other great podfickers that I love to listen to as well, like CC Rambles, Sally Sparrow 017, What the French Toast, Tipsy Kitty, Mad Nads, and others. And I appreciate all of their hard work in bringing some of my favorite fics to audio. They deserve all the kudos, love, and recognition.
We also took to Tumblr and got incredible responses there too. Catalina Hart said, I'm thankful to Cold and Hard and Petrified by Kristen Ook for having amazing sex favorable ace rep. Also the All the Time in the World series by Not Close to Straight for the same reason. These fics make me feel seen and valued for who I am and I love them. Thank you.
We got a DM from Sapphic Futurist that says, hi Ferret, hi Flame.
Hi Sapphic.
The fan work I am most thankful for is a Stucky fic, which is ironic for me because Tony is my bicycle, called Hydra Gets Trashed Party by Born Black. I love the recovery process that Bucky goes through as he starts to identify what happened to him while he was the Winter Soldier, particularly the powerful role that Tony plays in his revelations. I love the work Bucky gets to do with his therapist and the lingering message that recovery is an ongoing, messy process. I really feel that Born Black speaks life into the realities of survivors in this story, and I'm grateful for that.
Raven Ray Amidala says, Celestial Navigation. It reached me in a terrible time right after Trump was elected and on the one-year death anniversary of someone I loved.
Rukus wrote, This Side of the Blue by Not Lucy. It is amazing and inspired so many ideas.
Psychotic Cat Panda and Death Blood Orange also both gave us links, and we got some other straight links in our fandom feelings, and they're going to be in the show notes. Speaking of the show notes, we haven't actually been able to link every fic mentioned in all of these places in the show notes yet, but we are working on it, and hopefully we'll get those done soon. And if anyone wants to provide an assist, please let us know, or if we say they're done and then you find one missing, we also want to make sure we get that added, so let us know that too.
We're very limited by the number of paws and flames that we have going on
here. Only so many.
Always looking for assists. For me, New Type Shadow on our Discord server summed up this whole exercise perfectly when she said, I'm thankful for the Marvel fandom community and its servers. People here have given me joy and enthusiasm when I had none and made lockdown easier to live with. I'm also extremely thankful for all the fanfics that make people feel better about their lives, whether the authors know they help someone or not. Hear, hear, Shadow, we agree.
Welcome back to Life of an Event. It feels like it's been a million years. It almost has. It's been like 6 weeks. So I think we just teased at the very end of the last one that we were getting going on the Steve, Tony, Bucky bingo. And we hadn't really launched. We'd launched the concept, but we hadn't launched. And now we've not only launched, we've gone right through signups and into card gifts. Card gifts? Into giving cards.
Into card distribution.
Card distribution. That sounds much more, I mean, less on brand with our thankfulness theme, but more accurate. So we'll take
it. I mean, yeah, we spent a while constructing them. So let's go back to the beginning for one who might have forgotten because it's been 87 years. It's been 84 years. Steve, Tony, Bucky bingo is something that Fair and I kind of conceptualized, but then also really quickly realized that we didn't want to do it by ourselves. So we drafted another mod, Mrs. Mod Ebear, Moody Bear, Heather, on various servers that she is on to help not only with the Steve, Tony, Bucky server that is tangentially connected to this bingo, but also with the bingo itself. Yes. To help with things like prompt generation and card construction, because we hand make each card, and card distribution and answering questions, because one of the fun things about events, and I know we brought this up with stockings, but we'll bring it up again, is that the English language is open to much more interpretation than you ever assume it will be. With things like bingo, sometimes it's helpful to have a couple extra mods or folks read your rules so that you get a couple different perspectives. Because there's a lot of us that do a lot of bingos. And so we may not catch things that are confusing to new people, or we may have a really fun idea that we've been thinking about for several bingos. Like Ferret has a great idea for a badge where we combine some stuff in this bingo that really confused other people because it sounds very contrary to the way other bingos work. And having Heather and I and Ferret kind of all bounce all those things off was really, really helpful.
Yeah. So we, the three of us put together the rules and the FAQ and got some stuff set up. I think we were just starting to dive into that when we left off Life of an Event last time. And since then we fully developed the Tumblr and that's up and running, and we opened signups. They're not closed because you can continue to sign up. But we sent out our first batch of cards, and the collection will be opening on December 1st. So people have their cards and they're starting to go. There was a bit of back-end stuff to do before we were able to start making the cards. I built a spreadsheet that polled people had the option for which of our four prompt lists they wanted to draw from. We had generic tropes and prompts, we had dark prompts, we had kink prompts, and we had character prompts. People could choose which ones they wanted. I built a sheet that would pick at random from those four lists and basically make a card. I do think it had a couple of favorites. There were some prompts I kept seeing come up. Like, I don't know, if you've never dived into computer science before, you may not know that randomness is actually extremely difficult to generate. And most of the things that are considered random that you do that interact with the computer are as close to random as it's possible to get, or even quite far from truly random, but they're sort of the best we can do. And it's always interesting when you build a randomizer to see if it ends up with like certain bends or certain favorites, or if there's a certain way that it goes.
Yeah, and the randomizer really liked lactation.
Oh, really? I didn't see that one. There were a couple of others that I saw a lot.
It ended up on a lot of people's kink cards. And there was a couple of people that had it as their D&Ws. It would be on mine too. So I understood that. So I was kind of paying attention to it. But yeah, there was a couple. Steve's vintage motorcycle showed up on more than I thought it would.
Yeah, I got a couple of that. I saw Winter Holiday on like almost every card.
Winter Holiday was on a lot. So part of that is that it randomized all 24 empty squares, which meant that it's not like the randomizer double checked if it had already put something in I4 when it filled in O3.
Yeah, next time I build one, I'm gonna make it recognize duplicates. It's actually surprisingly hard to do randomness within spreadsheets. The functionality for randomness is not particularly good. Maybe we should have used a different technique. But as it is,
I don't think about that because everything you just said is over my head. So the three of us hand checked every card as well. There's a couple we've already caught that people let us know that we didn't quite check it enough. Like somebody had both bubble bath and bathing, and one of us should have caught that those were basically the same prompt.
We had some doubles. that we missed. A couple people had doubles on their card, which the last bingo I signed up for, I had a double on my card too. So I feel comforted that we're not the only ones accidentally making doubles.
Yeah. And I will say, like, even just staring at spreadsheets, like, I think we all know that sometimes you just kind of go cross-eyed and you think you already checked something. So we were grateful. We had about 56 signups when cards started going out, and we've already gotten a couple more. So custom cards, which is, you know, where we'll hand work with the randomizer for every single one of your cards, is open till the end of January. So we know we're going to be making more cards, and we'll be sending them out in batches. And then we'll make a generic card and maybe a couple in case people want to do several blackouts, because that seems to be a popular idea. But then there will be generic cards available until the end of May. So we'll have to go through and kind of make sure there's a generic, the three of us will have to talk about what
card, like, represents the big card,
in a way, and kind of how that works. And what else? Oh, people are allowed to change out. That's very common in bingos that you're allowed to change out. For us, we chose three squares because we did want this to be a bit of a challenge. We took away nearly every other requirement and or challenge from this bingo.
Yeah.
So because there's no mins, because it's really flexible, because we're not checking for badges, we wanted to add a little bit of extra oomph by only letting people change out three. There are other bingos that let you change out quite a bit more, but their rules are stricter, so I understand that. And most people have been really good with that. There's been a couple folks that want to change out more than three, and that's been a conversation among the mods of how to communicate that, because we don't have a lot of rules, so we do want to ask people to honor the ones that we do. But we understand frustration with not knowing what to do with a square, but that's also why we set up the channel in the STB enthusiast server so that people can brainstorm. One of my favorite things about a bingo is that, and fandom in general, is that somebody can see, four different people can see one prompt and take it four different ways.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of a bingo too. I'm somebody who already gets a lot of joy out of taking, like, traditional tropes and seeing if I can twist them so they're a little bit different, or a little bit off the beaten path maybe. And bingos just feel like a great opportunity to take a prompt and be like, how can I play this, which is absolutely not what people would expect it to be. But also just getting a square that's like, wow, I like, my first impression of that square is that that's not something I'd ever write. But when you sit and think about it, or you talk about it with other people, there's often like 70 different directions you can see the same prompt from. And when we were making the prompt list, we were trying to think about things that were flexibility, that had flexibility. And even as I was going through people's cards, I mean, we had the problem of trying to decide if some of the prompts fell under the categories of people's do not wants. And we erred on the side of caution with that. But it was also just in talking amongst the three of us, it was easy to see that we could talk ourselves out of almost every prompt. So even though somebody had asked to not have something, we may have had, you know, somebody said like they didn't want humiliation, and we weren't sure if bootlicking as a prompt was necessarily humiliation. And, you know, we came up with like five or six different ways that we could write bootlicking that didn't include humiliation or humiliation kink at all, or that wasn't even kinky at all. And I think that is what makes bingos fun, because it's just you and the card and almost no rules in terms of interpretation. Like, for interpretation, we have no rules. You can take however you want. Yeah. So I think that, you know, even if you're listening and you've signed up for a bingo and you're looking at your card and going, oh God, I don't know what to do with this, if you take a breath and you take a step back, and especially if you talk to other people and start getting other perspectives, it's kind of amazing how varied the results can be.
And honestly, people who like coming up with prompts really love helping with bingo squares.
Yeah.
So whatever server you're in, if it's ours or another one, or if you're on Twitter or Tumblr, or you have a friend group on WhatsApp, I don't care. People love to come up with prompts. It's part of the creative mind that we all kind of hold. So for instance, in another bingo I'm in, I had a character that I never, ever, ever write. And I was saying, like, I don't understand what to do with this. This is what I'm going to do. It was just in a chat with a friend really casually. And they basically wrote my fic for me. It's really helpful.
Nice.
Because they saw the character in a completely different way than I ever had.
Yeah.
And that's really, really fun and helpful. We've been joking a little bit in the mod chat that, like, the next bingo we run, there's only going to be five cards.
Yeah.
And we just all want to see what you do with those five cards. So just in different orders. But it's only 25 prompts. You're all welcome. So
I also love that there is an inherent people don't seem to suffer from the two cake principle as much with bingo prompts because they understand that other people are going to get the same squares and that means they may produce something that's the same. But I've never seen someone in a bingo be like, oh, well, someone else made something for that square and I was going to do something similar, so I guess I won't. I think it kind of helps us like push through the two cakes thing because it's almost the point of the game because you got to deal with what you're given. So you're within what that is and you can take it the same way as someone else. You can take it in a completely different way. And that's the freedom.
Yeah, because even though there are a lot of people who see fandom as inherently competitive because we are competitive people and we want to do the best and have like the most popular fic in that trope or whatever, and that's just an innate thing in a lot of people, bingo is the only true competition is against yourself and your card.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if Ferret wrote the exact same square, her fic doesn't count my square. And so I got to come up with something for that square or I'm going to get my badge because our badges are going to be adorable.
Yeah, speaking of badges, we had far too much fun picking badges for this event.
So I'm a huge fan of creative badges.
Yeah,
personally, I think every event I've run has silly badges.
I feel like there have been like peaks and wanes of silly badges in over the years, you know? They like it like comes through trends. You'll see like it'll float around for a little while. Back in the LJ days, people had, but we also had awards back then, which was kind of like badges you didn't ask for.
Yeah, I was part of awards on different like side archives, like individual archives. There was a West Wing archive I was a part of that was a big on awards.
Yeah, it was a thing for a while. I was part of a Doctor Who fandom group that was big on the silly badges, and that was always fun.
I love silly badges. We did them with Marvel Happily Ever After. I'm doing them in my Marvel holiday prompts event, and we're doing them in this. Because I just think that pushing yourself a little bit farther than just bingo blackout four corners is fun in a bingo.
So oh, Tony Games had some good silly badges.
Steve Tony Games had amazing badges, yeah, and prompts, and yeah, they were great. And I know that they're going to, if they run them next year, there's going to be even more variety, and I can't wait. So
I do want to talk about one of the, maybe we can kind of explore a badge each episode, but I want to talk about one that I think is pretty different from what I've seen before in bingos, and that was kind of expressly why we did it. But we're calling it One Fill, One Bingo. And the idea is, for the first time in bingo history, you are allowed to combine your prompts into one fill, as long as you combine five prompts and they're in a row. So it's likely to cover your free square and you can just come up with something that represents your free square. I always, for my free square, I always come up with what I think sounds like a bingo prompt to represent that free square. So you just have a concept of what you want it to be, but it has to be five squares in a row. So they form a bingo shape and you combine them all into one fill. And so that means either one chapter or one work. And you get to claim that as a bingo and you get a special badge for having done it. And in the history of bingos, combining squares has always been a big no-no because the idea was to get people to create more. But I love the idea of a challenge that says, can you fit all of these things into one story without it being too shoehorned? And I got to say, people are really excited for that one.
Yeah. And I think a lot of it, I never really even thought of it until the Steve Tonys, because that was a huge part of earning points in that particular event was shoehorning as much in as possible.
Yeah. But you still couldn't combine squares on the card.
Still couldn't combine squares on the card. No. But it made me wonder about that with bingos. And so when you suggested that, I was like, yes, we must try this. So I'm quite excited to see what folks come up with. I'm excited to create a couple of my own. I haven't really even thought about my own card. I've been so excited about everybody else's cards.
Yeah, I've written one quick ficlet that was actually inspired by another bingo card, but I managed to find a crossover. But other than that, I haven't like strategized for badges or anything. But we got some people in chat who like, they got their spreadsheet, they got their plan. They're going to fill like three cards and get all of the badges. And I'm really excited to see who can get all the badges.
But also we have a badge for requesting a card and doing nothing.
Yeah, it's the first event I have participated in my memory where you get a badge for asking to join and then not joining.
Yeah. We want this to be joy filling only.
Sometimes it can kind of be a bummer when you sign up for bingo and you get a card and then it ends up not working out. So you still tried. And as long as you were excited about your card when you signed up for it, you qualify for the badge. So everybody gets something.
Everybody gets something. And we're going to be asking a couple different artists actually to be creating the badges at different times for a couple reasons, a little behind inside baseball here. One is that we did want to do a lot more badges than we felt comfortable asking someone to create with workloads and things like that. But also we wanted badges that represent the vastness of Steve, Tony, Bucky fandom. Yeah. Between the four ships that are on this fandom, on this bingo, there we probably occupy one of the larger pieces of the Marvel fandom pie. And we want to be able to feature as many creators as we can in every event that we do. I hope that you've picked up on that. Anything that Ferret and I are involved in is going to be as communal as humanly possible. So get excited. Just because you got a badge from one creator doesn't mean you're going to get a badge that looks exactly the same from another one. So we're really excited to feature a lot of different creativity.
If you're listening and you're an artist and you're either involved with the event or you're excited about it, or you think it's cool, or you've looked at our badge list and you have a brilliant idea for one of the badges, please, please get in touch, because we are sort of in the process of acquiring people for that. And if someone's excited about it, all the better. We want to showcase people who are excited about it.
Absolutely. You don't want me to draw stick figures for everything. So
well, we're going to make her draw stick figures for something at least.
Oh, definitely. Don't worry. It might be the You Tried badge, because that's all you can try in terms of art. But we are obviously, I hope you can hear us, incredibly excited about this. There were some hiccups, like there always are. There's always communication breakdowns. But overall, I'd say the launch of this event went really smoothly.
Yeah.
And no major technical meltdowns either. We Ferret had to teach both Heather and I GIMP, the software program, to be able to create the badges. And that went really smoothly.
Yeah, you guys nailed it.
We picked it up pretty quickly, which I was glad.
It's a steep learning curve. So they deserve a lot of congratulations for picking that up really fast.
Thank you very much. I will take my gold stars in the form of glory hole fix.
Absolutely. And
we're just, yeah, once December 1st hits, we're going to be like kids in candy stores when we open up that collection. And remember, if you write something you don't want to put on AO3, we get it. There's some stuff that we write that we don't want to put on AO3 either. So you can throw it up on Tumblr. And as long as you at the event, which is STB-bingo, we will reblog it.
That goes for things you do post on AO3 too. If you reblog the feed post or make a post of your own, at us, we're going to reblog it.
Absolutely. We want to share these works as much as we can, but we're not going to be doing master posts of really any kind for any number of reasons that you are welcome to send us an ask about or right into the pod. And we'll talk about that in another life of an event. So you've got to keep track of your own stuff for your badges, but the best way to get promoted by us on Tumblr, or we don't have a Twitter for this event, but obviously if you at me or Ferret, me specifically, because Ferret's never on Twitter, but if you at me on Twitter, I will be happy to take a read and give it a retweet if it's part of the bingo. So we're all gonna work on promotion as much as we can, but there are three wee humans running this.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to fill our own bingo cards. So we'll be focusing on that as well.
And another great place to promote your work is to join our Discord server. And if you drop a link, people are going to be so excited to read it, I promise. So that's also a great place to pimp.
Yeah, right now we don't have a separate channel for bingo works in particular, but come December, we might. We need to talk that over as a mod team. But I promise our server loves everything Steve, Tony, Bucky.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the name. So...
So next time we talk, it'll be early December. We'll have opened the collection and it'll have been open for a couple of days. I'm sure some people will have made stuff already over these couple of weeks that we're asking them to wait. So they'll be a little bit at the beginning and we'll talk about opening the collection, if we've had any more questions, and if we're getting more interest going forward, and anything else that comes up. So we'll see you then.
Hi, fandom. I'm Only More Love, back with your events forecast. Today, I'll be sharing some info about what's going on challenge-wise in a Marvel fandom near you. Here's the usual note before I start with the current events. You'll be able to find everything I mention in this forecast, linked and explained, in the show notes of each episode over on podonthesuit.com. With that out of the way, let's move on to the fun stuff. The What to Finish charity auction has had its preview week and is now ready to launch auction week. That will go on from today, November 22nd, to November 28th. Take the chance to do some good while bumping your favorite works in progress up an author's priority list, or claim a brand new prompt by someone who looks like they share your interests. Coloring for a Marvelous Cause. You can claim a spot to create an activity or a coloring page or other fan works explained in the rules linked, starting November 21st. Feeling kinky? Today is your last chance to sign up to submit a work to the MCU Kink Bang. The Kink Bang is a mixed bang, meaning it allows for submissions of both fic and art, and therefore claims of both later down the line. Minimum for fic is 5K. More info linked up. Maybe you're feeling more of a holiday spirit this time of year? If so, the Marvel Holiday Fest, a prompt fest based on holiday movie plots, accepting of all ships and without minimum requirements, is open for fills until January 31st. Have fun prepping those holiday fics. Ever thought it would be fun to challenge yourself and stretch your skills by arting while you usually write, or by writing when you're more comfortable drawing or painting? The Go Bang Yourself Bang provides an occasion to do just that. Signups are open until December 31st, and by that time, you should be prepared to create art or fic for an already existing fic or art piece of yours. Exciting! Alongside its yearly holiday exchange, the Cap IM community is once again hosting its Cap IM holiday community prompts, open for fills until December 27th. No minimums. Let's give the community lots and lots of presents, friends. The STB, or Steve Tony Bucky Bingo, is still open for personalized card signups until January 31st. After which, generic cards will still be available from February 1st to May 31st. The round itself will be open for fills from December 1st to June 30th. All combinations of Steve, Bucky, and Tony are allowed, so have fun playing with no less than four ships. The Steggy, or Steve and Peggy Secret Santa, is open for signups until November 27th. Don't miss out! The Winter Iron Week is back with new mods. Go check out the page and get ready to create amazing fan works for the prompts to post from December 14th to December 20th. Another stocking event has arrived, and this time it's the Winter Iron Winter Stockings. Signups still run until November 30th, and fills will be open until January 31st. With the works being revealed on February 1st. The Winter Iron Reverse Bang is back, and artist signups close December 10th, so don't miss out. Submissions are open until January 3rd, with claims happening on January 9th, and posting scheduled to start by March 1st. A Brucemas week will be happening from December 14th to December 21st, so if you ship either or both of our boys with Dr. Banner, have fun! And another holiday event, a Very Darcy Advent Bingo, will be running for the entirety of December. So likewise, if you ship Steve Darcy or Tony Darcy, or a Polly variation of these three, go for it. Well, friends, that brings us to the end of your events forecast. Thank you so much for lending us your ears. We hope you'll join us again next episode. Till then, please stay safe, be well, and happy shipping.
And that's a wrap on episode 18. Thank you to Acts of Tekla, Alex Jameson, Athla Tiger, Only More Love, and everyone who wrote in for making this episode what it was.
We're glad to be back from hiatus, and we hope you're glad to see us. We're back to our every other week schedule, so we will see you on December 6th for episode 19.
You've been listening to Pod on the Suit. Thanks for joining us.